Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m.
Our next speaker wrote the Entrepreneur Playbook, literally. She makes entrepreneurship, which is a very hard word to say, look so easy. As founder of Hello Alice, an entrepreneur's passport through small business, she is an advocate for inclusive entrepreneurship. An entrepreneur herself, she has helped raise billions of dollars in capital through her work as an investment banker for J.P. Morgan. That's so impressive. And as the founder of Cake Communications, an interactive marketing agency serving companies around the world. She has served as a board member for Texas A&M Mays College of Business, a United Nations Global Accelerator delegate, and a TEDx speaker. She has received numerous honors, including American Express Micro to Millions Award and Sam Walton Emerging Entrepreneur. Fast Company named Hello Alice, Alice's Accelerator Circular Board, the fastest growing accelerator for women and minorities. That is wonderful. Carolyn resides in Houston with her husband and two beautiful children. And Carolyn shares an obsession that many of us have, cookies. I know it's mine. Please welcome the amazing Carolyn Rodz. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Every time I hear these intros, I sit here and listen to this stuff, and I'm like, I don't feel like all of that stuff. Like, how has all of that happened in my life? Because the reality is, when I look back to where I started, I had no idea what I was doing. I still have no idea what I'm doing most days. So it's always fun to see these bios. Okay, how do I get this thing going here? Oh, it's working. Okay, I can't see what I'm looking at. So this is going to be really interesting. I'm going to have to peek out and see what my slides say here. All right. So today I'm going to talk to you about what it really takes to change the world. Raise your hands if you'd like to have an impact on this world that we live in. Whether it's really big, you make a change for a single person, or you make the change for a whole bunch of people. Who wants, at the end of the day, who wants to know that we did something that was lasting and something that was meaningful? I like that. Good. Ladies, this is what we're all about, right? So today, we're going to talk about what it really takes to change the world. The reality is, if you want to do something meaningful in this world, you have to change the model, right? Think about the things that have been meaningful in your life. Is it the status quo? Is it the same old, same old? It was probably somebody that stepped out of the norm, a system that was a little different, a model that was a little bit different from what you were used to, that made a meaningful impact to you. Was it a teacher that was different from all the rest? Or a parent that gave a little more? Or a friend that stepped out when you really needed it? They changed the model. They were different than the everyday. So, again, I'm like all of you. Again, I got to look at this thing. We're going to see what's going on here. There's nothing that's different about me. I went to Texas A&M. I'm a product of the public school system. I grew up in Spring, Texas most of my life by way of Bolivia. I'm originally from Bolivia. There's nothing that was really different that was like, this is the girl that's going to go do something amazing and she's going to end up keynoting some conference. I just knew that I wanted to do something that was meaningful. I think I did something really meaningful. The thing that I'm most proud of is my family. Love these guys. This morning, my kids, I was driving them to school and they're like, why are you dressed today, Mom? I work from home. I spend most days literally in my like pajama bottoms and like looking really nice from the waist up. I start shopping now based on necklines more than anything else. I'm like, how do I jazz this up a little bit on Zoom? And so I told them I was coming to speak to this incredible group of women, and they were like, well, what are you going to talk about? So I said, I'm going to talk about what it really takes to do something meaningful in this world. And they both turn around and they start like applauding super loud. And they're like, that was amazing. That was the best speech. It was great, Mom. I'm like, thanks, guys. You just built up my confidence. So I really had, you know, when I started off in entrepreneurship, this is my co-founder. So my co-founder is Elizabeth Gore. I really hit the jackpot when it came to co-founders. We stumbled into each other's lives, actually through this experience at the UN with this global accelerator. And it was like love at first sight. Like we actually were at this conference one time and they did this thing about aligned values. We had a deck of 60 cards and we're both sitting there with our 60 cards. And we had to pick out our top three values and our bottom three values from the deck of 60 cards. And Elizabeth and I are on opposite ends of the room. And we go through and we're shuffling through. We do our little exercise. We pull out our top three values. And then later in the day, we're like, what were your top three? And we list them off. And we're like, oh my God, we have the same top three. And then we go to the bottom, we're like, what were your bottom three? We go through and we're like, oh my God, we have the same bottom three values. I honestly think this is a secret to why we work so well together. We see the world totally, like, at the end of the day, like, our values are so aligned. We come at it from totally different ways. For any of you in the room that have met Elizabeth, I know many of you have, she is this amazing, incredible, just charismatic, like, magnet of humanity. I'm, like, the nerd behind the computer just getting things done and trying to, like, work and get all the details managed. It's super complimentary, but at the end of the day, it really is our values that keep us so aligned. So we started this company called Hello Alice. No, I really can't say this thing. I don't know what's going on with my presentation. So we started this company called Hello Alice. And the goal of this was, you know, how do we help entrepreneurs, no matter where they come from, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, how do we help them build a business that matters? If they have a good idea and they're willing to work for that idea, it's our belief that they should be able to go accomplish that idea. So our whole team works together every day to make sure that we can build what we call Wonderland. People always ask about how we came with the name Hello Alice. And it's the idea that entrepreneurship is this really confusing path. You never know what's coming next. Sometimes you feel really big and in control. Sometimes you feel really small and at a total loss. And at the end of the day, you're working to have an impact on an audience and to do something meaningful in the world. And that felt so much like the story of Alice in Wonderland. Thus the name Hello Alice. So we work to do this by making sure that everybody has the resources they need. They have the money to do it, that they have the knowledge to do it, that they have the networks to get this thing done. And we believe that if we all work together and we bring together the entrepreneurs with the networks and with the corporations and with the entrepreneur organizations, all the people like the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce and the great work that Susan's doing, that if all these people come together and we work in alignment, we can actually make meaningful change. So we went out to go raise capital. We said, we know this is gonna be super expensive to do. We wanna build a model that takes into account everybody's personal situation, who you are, where you live, what type of company you're trying to grow, what resources you have at your disposal today, and maps out a path for you as an entrepreneur that can help you build your business. Because we feel like in every other career path, if you're a lawyer, you know what the next step is and what the next promotion is. If you're a banker, you know what's coming next. If you're an entrepreneur, you have no freaking idea. You don't know how you're tracking against your peers. Nobody's giving you a performance review. You're a little bit at a loss. And so we said, if we can map out this path, and we can help piece all this together for people, what a great tool for people to go build their businesses. And then we can pull in all the resources at every step of the way, no matter where they are. We can help them find the right funding. We can help them pick the right network. We can help them make the purchases that are going to move them forward. And then we can learn from all of these people that are doing this, how do we use that information to say, based on everybody that we know that's like you, the ones that succeeded made these decisions, and the ones that failed made these decisions, so they're probably not right for you. And that was the idea that together, if we unified all of this, we could really little by little start to chip away at this model. So we went out to raise money, and everyone said, that is so sweet. That's so cool. You should be a great nonprofit. And we said, no, Because right now there's 2% of funding going to women business owners, even less going to minority business owners. And if we can fix this model, that's 98% plus opportunity to put out into the economy. And if these business owners succeed, corporations selling products and services to them are going to succeed. They're going to be able to sell more and have bigger purchasing power with their customer base. Government's going to succeed because they're going to take them a whole lot more tax money. Organizations are going to succeed that support them because they're going to have all these metrics and data that are showing what a successful impact they're having. And if all these people succeed and the business owner succeeds, that's a lot of money being generated. Trillions of dollars, as a matter of fact. And we think if there's trillions of dollars being generated and we can be a part of helping to generate that money, we think there's a real business model here. And they said, it's really, really cool. That's a really nice thought. A lot of people have tried it and failed, and it's not going to work. And we said, all right. And every time we got a no, about 600 with our first round of funding, as a matter of fact, we have a spreadsheet that we were tracking, 600 no's. We got enough yeses to raise $1.2 million. And Elizabeth and I thought we had hit the jackpot. Like, we were going to hit this thing out of the park, and it was going to be smooth sailing, and it was going to be awesome. We had this idea that we were going to build this model that looked really beautiful. It was going to be just super smooth and really, really easy to get to run through. It's going to look like this. How many of you guys have seen these pictures of entrepreneurship? This is what owning a small business looks like. Looks something like this, too. It's just so happy. So cool. Love it. Sometimes it looks like this. You're just like chatting on the phone and drinking your coffee. Always made up and looking perfect. For everybody, no matter what career path you choose, it's not that smooth. Stand up. If you have worked until 2 a.m, you've worked to the bone, you're utterly exhausted to your core, and there's no energy left. Stand up if you've ever felt like that. I feel you. I know. How many of you have done this like in the last month? Susan, I know. Susan's like jumping jacks over here. She's like, I feel you. Stand up if you have ever had to mute yourself on a call or on Zoom because there's so much chaos around you going on. Your kids are screaming in the background. The dog's barking. Your husband steps in to like turn the coffee grinder on right at like that critical moment on your call. How many of you have had that moment? You just wave your hands. I'm not going to make y'all stand up. You're all in heels. Stand up if you've been, or raise your hand if you've been in that moment where you're so done. You've kind of hit rock bottom. You don't have any energy left. And your face starts to contort a little bit. It gets in that like, starts twitching. You're like trying to hold it together, but like things are just like moving like beyond your control. And you turn into that like ugly cry. Just happens. You get the ugly cry. Who's had an ugly cry? In your pillow, in the closet, in your car. That's what we've all been there. Everybody's in the same boat. We're all going through these things. We sort of put these masks on, and we get up and we go back, and the next day is a little better, and we keep working forward to improve. I don't know what's going on with this. So, there's a few things I've learned along the way, lessons as we go through this. There's highs, there's lows, and the reality usually is somewhere in between. The reality is you have to understand what the narrative is in your space. When you're building a business, there's a narrative going on. We all know there is an inner circle. Most of us are not born into it. And we have to work our way through that path. We have to figure out what is the narrative in that inner circle. And how do we start to understand it? Because the more we understand it, the more we can start to like elbow our way into it. When we first went to raise money, it was a mess. We were not part of the inner circle. They didn't care who we were. They didn't care what we were doing. They just wanted to say no, and we didn't get it. We didn't know, and that was great. Little by little, we proved ourselves. We said, you know what? We're going to do this anyway. We're going to get whatever money we can. We went out to raise $5 million. We got $1 million. It was enough. It's enough to get us some traction. Even before we got that $1 million, we had to prove some points, right? So we got enough traction to show, look, we've got 20,000 entrepreneurs here. They're telling us this is a meaningful product. They've signed up. They're coming back. They're sharing this with their friends. We think we have something meaningful here. And all of a sudden, from that list of 600, a couple of investors said, kind of interesting. It's kind of cool you guys did that. There's actually, you know, there might be like something here, but still, you're never going to monetize this. You don't know how this works. It's not quite there. And so we continue to show a little more traction and a little more traction and a little more traction. Lo and behold, here we are now, 500,000 plus business owners that we're supporting daily. And it's like the floodgates opened up. The world moves in a herd mentality. Everybody's going to tell you no because you don't have the traction. You don't have the track record. And they don't want to believe it and stick their neck out on the line until somebody else believes it. So you have to figure out who are the people, who are the relationships, who are the people that are so trusted in your space? And again, going back to understanding the narrative, who knows the space? How do you start to build relationships with those people and prove that you're an outlier, that maybe all the other models were broken and maybe all the other things didn't work, but you are going to be the outlier. And so instead of being out networking with 1,000 people and trying to meet everybody you possibly can, understand who are the influencers in your space. And then work relationships with those people, keep them in the loop, continue to educate them about the traction that you have and the traction that you believe you can build, why you're doing it, get them excited about your mission, get them excited about the model that you are going to change in this world, and give them evidence. Continuously give them evidence. Even if they've told you no, you send them evidence. We still, to say we're not even raising money, we're in a good position with the company, we still send monthly updates to all of those investors that told us no. Part of it is just to tell them, like, ha, we did it. But we never know, right? There's a point in the future where we may have to go raise money. We need those relationships, and those are the people that matter in our space. We send those updates to all of our partners that we work with. You know, someday those are going to be the people that are going to continue to put business towards us. All the enterprise clients that we work with, those are the companies that are going to come and eventually, you know, be interested in building deeper partnerships with us. So understand who the influencers are in your space, work those relationships, keep them updated, and trust them fully. The other big lesson that I've learned is you have to do right by the people who matter. At Hello Alice, we are 100% about the small business owner. It's the one stakeholder in our company. We work with government, we work with corporations, we work with organizations, we work with a lot of people, but at the end of the day, we know the small business owner is really the only person in that model that matters. If they succeed and if they're happy, everything else falls into place. And so as a company, whenever we're making decisions, we say, okay, who actually, you know, what does this do to the business owner? What does this do to an entrepreneur out there? If we make this decision, how does that impact them? I'll take COVID as an example. When the pandemic struck, we had a whole marketing plan for the year. We had all of our strategy put together, beautiful documents that we've been working on for months. Shelter in place happened, and we stopped. We didn't know what was going to happen to us as a business. We'd never been through a down cycle before. And we said, you know what? What do the small business owners need right now? The number one thing all of our data told us, not surprisingly, was that they needed money. And we said, okay, we're going to take all of our budget, everything we were putting into marketing, we're going to pour it into them. And we started giving grants on week two of the of shelter in place. We've since deployed over $30 million in grants to small business owners because we were one of the first to deploy grants. Thank you. And it brought others to start deploying them through us, something we're very proud of. But at the end of the day, it was stepping out and saying, look, this is what they need. These are the people that we represent. This is who we're standing up for. We're going to do everything it takes to make sure that these businesses succeed. When everybody tells you no, when everybody tells you the model doesn't work, when everybody tells you your idea is terrible, you have to ask yourself two things. Do the people who matter, does it add value to them? Are you adding value to the people who really matter in your life? It might be your children, might be your spouse, might be your boss, might be your customers. Does your decision matter to them? And if it doesn't, move on. But if it does, ignore the naysayers. Keep chipping away at the problem. Keep working to break the model. Because you're going to hit highs and you're going to hit lows when you're breaking the model and when you're doing things differently. but you're never going to change the world unless you break the model. Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody.
Thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait.